Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure's dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of March. The purpose of today is to get you and your family a 2-year supply of food. Not one, but 2-year supply of food. With patient Wayne Green and my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz, the author of about 25 books, maybe 26. He has multiple websites. We'll give out a few just to get you started here. His most recent one, as far as I know, is the following website, waronwethepeople.net. Next, I like to listen to when I'm working. It's great background music, 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, a place I do some shopping occasionally myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Morning, Doctor.
Morning, John. Great to be with you again.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. I know you're a busy guy. You may not be aware of this, but the country of Japan has dropped the COVID mRNA vaccinations from the list of approved vaccinations, and they're encouraging other countries to do the same. It's a little bit late, but at least they're doing it, aren't they, Doctor?
Yeah, better late than never, John.
Yeah, I know.
Save a couple million lives for sure.
Well, they're doing it right. Japan is I only spent 1 hour there on a layover getting an airplane refueled, but it's a beautiful country, beautiful people, very polite people, I'm glad they did that. I regret they waited this long, but truth keeps coming out. For example, once again, something you may not be aware of, but I'm sure you're aware of the incident involving the porn star Stormy Daniels and the hush money. What you may not know, this came out overnight, that was actually the attorney, Michael Cohen, had the affair with Stormy Daniels, not President. President Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, had the affair. And this is being revealed by the disgraced attorney, Michael Avenatti. That certainly changes the whole aspect of the hush money trial, doesn't it?
Well, President Trump has a great blessing surrounding him. It seems like he is the Teflon Don, and it's extraordinary. I love when the truth that shall set you free pops up to the top of the surface, and suddenly now it's a whole new picture. It's amazing how Creator works, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that whole deal began in 2015. So was that 9 years ago? My goodness. President Trump said from the beginning he did not have sex with this woman, it turns out he was telling the truth, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, again, it's a setup. He's been framed left and right, and Deep State does not want to have him. You know, it's also been for the first time that I can recall in a definitive way that the CIA is being, all of the devil doing is being attributed largely to the CIA, which is what I've been saying for a quarter century. You know, you go back to the Emerging Viruses book in 1996, and major evidence is put forth in that book showing the connection between CIA, which oversees the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease. That's Fauci's organization, as well as the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC. It's all a CIA covert operation that's taking place for depopulation. Go back into the congressional record. Likewise, you get additional corroboration. You see that the Frank Church congressional investigation into the injection of poisons into human beings spraying of biological weapons over the skies in San Francisco and in the New York subway system, even in the drinking water in some of the federal facilities. This was all CIA operations. And for us to be at this point in 2024 and not realize that the heart of the intelligence, that's the way the brain of the deep state's manipulative power in America and beyond is operating through MI6, British Secret Service, CIA, their operatives. I mean, again, we get so many people contacting us, telling us that, you know, that reminds them of Hollywood films. But that's precisely what it is, that Hollywood films come out of and are predictive programming and conditioning for us to accept, but actually not really fully grasp, you know, that this is taking place. You know, if God willing, Trump gets in, besides drill, baby, drill, I would say get rid of the CIA completely eliminate it. Because, again, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, that was what Eisenhower actually was condemning and warned us. You had like same thing with Barry Goldwater in his presidential run. And Goldwater was part of the investigative committees that were citing that the CIA was heavily implicated. Nothing ever happened. They buried it, just like they continue to do. It's a pattern and practice of a racketeering organization where, you know, the little bits and pieces of the truth come out, but the documentation gets shredded, gets lost, gets concealed, and we have this over and over again. You know, John, I don't know if you saw. I saw it once, and I've been watching the news for the last couple of days. This ship that ran into the center column in Baltimore, it had made a complete turn. I think it was Newsmax that showed the map of its tracking. And even that indicates that there was something outrageously wrong that appears to be intentional, because it left port and it made about 180 degree turn and then headed straight, beautifully running, especially directly where it was supposed to go. And at the last, very, very last second and seconds, it shifts into, directly aimed at, virtually, the center position. Now, how come we're not hearing about that? We still don't really know the full measure of what they claim to be the power outage. Because right. It doesn't appear that there's a power outage.
Let me help you out here, Doctor.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
A friend of mine, he's been my correspondent for more than 10 years. His children went to the Sandy Hook Elementary School. They were not there. They were already long gone when the incident happened. But he was in the U.S. Navy, and his job was to plot the course for large ships such the same size as this cargo ship going in and out of these harbors. That was his job. That's what he did. And he says, John, these modern ships are all full of computers. He says, what's supposed to happen if there's a computer outage is the ship will continue on its course before the power went out. That's not what happened with the ship. This ship, when the power went out, when the power came back on, it was on full right rudder on a direct collision course with the pylon supporting the bridge. He says, John, that can't happen. There's safeguards built in that can't happen. So best I can tell, Doctor, there was nobody on the ship. There was innocent parties on the ship, that the computer hacking took place off the ship with a specific intention of bringing down this bridge, which it did successfully do. And of course, there's going to be all kinds of, a criminal investigation, forensics of the computer, in-depth interviews of all the crew. The computers have probably been seized and taken into custody by, at least that's what I would do, taken into custody by the proper authorities for analysis. And of course, the bridge itself needs to be cleaned up. So the ninth busiest port on the planet has been shut down for we don't know how long. But clearing out that debris is a matter of U.S. national security, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. And again, without going to the heart of the beast, again, we've talked about this on the show. Diagnosis is necessary. In medicine, if you go and do treatment without understanding the disease that you're treating, you're an idiot. And this is what's happening over and over and over again. You've got to diagnose that the CIA has been at the bottom of every one of these kinds of actions for one reason or another. And the CIA is obviously not friendly to the United States of America. You know, Sherry Kane, God bless her soul, when we were alive, when she was alive, we did the whole examination of the mass shooting, the Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. And lo and behold, dug up all of the deep state's most powerful people who were engaged in this tragedy, just terrible, terrible tragedy that happened in Las Vegas. In fact, we were supposed to be there the night. Our plane was late. We were delayed. Yeah, we got in just as the ambulances were coming up. And that's why we did a whole...
You were supposed to be at the concert?
We were supposed to be at the 96 Festival. Yeah, that's right.
No kidding. Whoa, yeah. You dodged a bullet there, didn't you?
Yes, God, by the grace of God. By the grace of God.
Well,
but it put us into a position where we were ideally, as journalists, investigating this matter and talking to a lot of the people that were there, including people that were shot. We interviewed people. We've tracked the ballistics, all sorts of investigative procedures. We published, along with the book. It's up on, it is one of the books up on healthyworldstore.com. It's a download. It's a very inexpensive download. It's called the Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. And we even had the documentation of videos that people had taken from all sorts of angles, blocks away, close by, showing helicopters raining down U.S. military operations with live ammunition, actually shooting down upon the crowd. Now, it was unbelievable. Now, then James Murren, you ever hear the name James Murren?
No, I have not. Tell us about
him. Okay. Well, under the Obama administration, James Murren was the number one consultant and organizer for American businesses and protecting the infrastructure, national security, top guy in charge of what the corporations were involved and engaged in these kinds of affairs where, like, we're, for example, with the bridge, you have a major infrastructure challenge now with the manner in which supply chains are maintained, et cetera, et cetera. James Murren he may still be. This guy shorted his MGM stocks. We were actually living in MGM for 2 weeks after the night of the shooting. 2 weeks after, we were there, and basically James Murren is the CEO, the chief executive officer, overseeing all of MGM Grand. Previously, we had actually tracked the 9/11 of reconstruction fund in New York City. The billions of dollars, about $3.5 billion, went from New York City and the insurance policy into MGM Grand. And MGM Grand International Resorts, that's the name of the company. Murren was in charge of America's basically security infrastructure, security at the time of the shooting. And that everything didn't add up except for a massive effort to a terrorist attack to advance not only the gun control. People think that, it was just they did this as a conspiracy to promote the need for gun control. No, you had to go back to the CIA. The CIA was in bed with Murren and boys, and basically the Chernoff group. Remember that name, Chernoff?
I've heard that name, yes.
Yeah, Michael Chernoff is the director of a CIA operation called the Chernoff Group. He took with him from the CIA about 12 or 13 of the top agents. And the Chernoff Group was the major group George Soros et al. Were investing in for all of the sorts of security equipment that we now have in the hotels and the transportation facilities. It was a deep state operation from the get-go. And, you know, again, even if you have facts that build up that compel you to make a presumption that this was a conspiracy, even if you just have that, that's one thing. But beyond that, when you have censorship and concealment, it goes back to that is evidence, according to the U.S. federal court judge, Lewis, I can't remember his name, Brandeis. In the 1920s, I think it was, Brandeis had a case come before him of a person from out of the United States, an alien, coming in to destroy the government of the United States. And he, of course, pled the fifth. And basically, Judge Brandeis ruled very wisely, saying that silence is evidence. If you keep your mouth shut or you censor something, then that's evidence. Now, right. you couple the facts that we have available, even in headline news today, little bits and pieces coming out how CIA was involved in the Russia scam, of the manipulations that are taking place internationally. I don't even trust. As a matter of fact, you know, as soon as I heard about the massacre at the concert venue in Moscow, I immediately, red flags go up because I did a program called, and this is up on revolutiontelevision.net. It's the Friday the 13th terrorist attacks, the Paris terrorist attack, and that's been in the news relating to the Moscow matter. As soon as the Moscow matter hit, I thought to myself, well, it's identical to what happened in Paris. In, I think it was 2015 or 2013, the Deep State Paris massacre, same thing. And so now you've got three musical concert venues, and we have many more, in fact, that are engaged with this kind of devil doing. But it was operating via the CIA and the Deep State's organization. It's disgusting, but fascinating. But the evidence, if the CIA was legitimate and the FBI was legitimate, this pattern in practice over and over again of the same types of deep state operations and operatives comes very, very clear. So again, diagnosis. Before we treat anything and before we suck up more lies and censorship and be censored, we've got to realize that this is a pattern in practice of an organized criminal conspiracy. That the CIA, as along with MI6, British Secret Service, this is the brain of the deep state. Yeah, you've got Klaus Schwab, you've got Bill Gates, you've got these devil doers manipulating the money and making vast fortunes off of humanity's suffering, particularly with Gates with the vaccinations. But you've got to have a brain that's operating on the ground what's taking place. That's why we need President Trump in the office. And the first day, he's got to completely disband the CIA. He's got to totally wipe it out, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's a cancer. It is damaged and destroyed and depopulated massively globally, and it's got to be taken down.
Well, to reinforce what you just said, I was delightfully shocked and delightfully surprised that Tucker Carlson revealed on his show while he was still with Fox the CIA involvement in the Kennedy assassination. I never thought I would see it on mainstream TV in my life, but we did see that, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And actually, that corroborated a very unique experience I had in Washington, D.C., with Colonel Jack Kingston, Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Pentagon. Jack had attempted to have me join the Freemasonry structure, and I refused it. I didn't become a member. I was somewhat threatened at the time. But Jack, I think there's a part of it. Oh, we'll get back.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standards. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. Sleep issues, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has about 25 different books for sale. Most of them are for sale at Amazon, I believe, and a lot of websites. Get started with warrenwethepeople.net. I say again, warrenwethepeople.net. Well, Doctor, I was close to joining the CIA twice. Once when I was about to leave the Army as an intelligence analyst and become an intelligence analyst in the CIA. The second time, about 10 years later, in 1979, my buddies in the Special Forces, they said, John, you don't want to work for these guys. Quote, unquote, they eat their own. That was their reputation within the Special Forces. And, of course, the CIA has used Special Forces troopers for decades as the point of the spear to accomplish whatever they wanted to accomplish. So I'm glad I did not do that, Doctor. It would have been a life-changing event, not for the good, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I was mentioning, you know, first of all, the Deep State Massacre and then the Washington, D.C. connection. Notice that the terrorist attack in the 96 festival in Las Vegas, that was done in front of the great obelisk next to the Hotel. So there was symbolism that this was a satanic operation. Likewise in D.C. And Before I get to D.C. and Lieutenant Colonel Jack Kingston, Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Kennedy assassination that you mentioned, the money from the Reconstruction Fund from 9/11 was veered, V-E-E-R-E-D, to MGM Grand through Apollo Management Group. The money was sent, instead of reconstructing the trade centers, it went to the city center. The Las Vegas is number one attraction.
Really?
Yes. And we were there the night, again, by the grace of God, God puts me into these positions where, you know, divine synchronicity. I happened to be there the night of the launch, the opening of the city center. And the two Veer towers, you got to look at this in an image, and then you got to integrate this understanding. The Veer Towers are at the center of the city center, and they are falling. There's two towers that are leaning, veering, falling into what appears from afar to be rubble. And the rubble is the most sophisticated of all and the most lucrative of all the chain stores like Gucci, et cetera, et cetera. So you had all of the money necessary to build the city center come from the 9/11 matter. And again, all of that was done with the knowledge of CIA. James Murren was the director of the operation and the money of involved in the money transfers. And so that's in the book, The Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. Going now to Washington, D.C., when I was mildly threatened that I would either join the Freemasonry group and then be given access to a lot of this intelligence, I would alternatively potentially be killed or my family threatened. So I refused anyway. And Jack, I believe that Jack Kingston, Colonel Jack Kingston, there's a part of these guys that are white hats on the inside. And I'd like to believe that's Jack. At any rate, he took me around Washington, D.C., which is all laid out by Freemasonry types of architecture. You know that. I know that.
Right.
So basically, and then he took me back to his apartment where he showed me the type of slug that went through Kennedy's brain that it looked like a rivet. And it was unidentifiable as even a bullet. So you've heard about the magic bullet theory and et cetera.
Right.
Well, this was part of a triangulation, and they used the same triangulation at the Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. There was triangulated groups. There were three groups. There was not just the lone shooter in the tower at the hotel, but there was one on the water tower. There was another group on the third side of the triangle that was on top of the temporary housing and administrative trailer facility. And we had documentation on that. We had documentation on how you could actually see in the reflections from the hotel windows, the firing from on top of the water tower.
Really?
So it was a triangulated massacre that they administered. And at any rate, this is what happened at the Grassy Knoll, according to Colonel Jack Kingston. And he showed me a number of photographs how this was a covert CIA operation that basically caused Kennedy's death.
Absolutely. Breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. What direction would you like to go next, Doctor? We've got a break coming up in less than a minute.
Yeah, no. Wherever you want to go, John, it's fine with me. Great to join you.
Okay. We'll be back after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people, because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You scroll down the right side, right below the COVID panel, you'll find in red letters the following. John's warning about COVID vaccines, May 7th, 2020. 8-minute clip. Dr. Horowitz and I are talking about the COVID vaccinations, where I make the following statement. There's never been, never has been, never will be a safe and effective vaccine developed in 9 months or less. A very true statement, then and now. My second statement, no evidence at the time, but we now have evidence that the COVID vaccinations were worked on for 6 years before they were released to the general public. Lots more there at my website that you can educate yourself on, and I think you'll find it very interesting at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, and when you start with his work, just get started at the following website, warandwethepeople.net. Japan has taken the COVID vaccinations off the list of vaccinations recommended for the population of Japan. They haven't quite banned it. I think they're probably close to banning it because way too many people have died from it. And they're also hoping other countries will ban it as well. As we said earlier in the show, it's late news, but it's good news. It's finally taking place, isn't it?
Yes, John. You know, your statements, your published comments that you just shared, this is not only accurate, but it's very conservative. The bottom line is you could never, not just in 6 months, come up with a vaccine. And as you said, yes, this had been worked on for years and years, more than 6 years. I date it back to Fauci's organization, his inner circle, developing everything that they started to develop when they started in 1982 to develop the vaccine for AIDS because of the spike protein gain of function antigen on the virus as well as the vaccine is approximately 60-some-odd percent from HIV genes. It's a genetic mutant that they've created. But basically, it's most real to state as fact that you could never, ever, ever have any vaccine that would be considered safe.
Right.
They used to say that, oh, safety is assured. FDA says it's all safe. Hogwash. You could never, ever. All they've done is they've concealed the damage over and over again. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 86, which indemnified the drug industrialists against liability for the vaccine injuries. And then they created this tracking system, the VAERS tracking system, Vaccine Adverse Reaction System. It was bogus from the get-go. The physicians were not reporting all the damage and taking responsibility for the vaccine damage. And then you have to also realize that when you look at the ingredients, you could never make these vaccines safe. You could never make mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin. I mean, they preserve corpses with formalin and formaldehyde. MSG, polysorbate 80, tween, all of these chemicals and heavy metal poisons, you cannot make safe. Then you add the active ingredients, which is the material, foreign proteins and genetic material from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox as cow pus. Imagine you have God's magnificent skin, which secretes enzymes that kill bacteria and basically neutralize viruses. That's what the skin is supposed to do. And now you inject through that these poisons into the bloodstream. That's insane. And it's so incredible that the pharmaceutical cartel, complicit with the media, has been able to persuade the public. It's virtually cognitive warfare. It's mind war that conditioning us to believe that you can have this vaccination be safe. It's insane. But that's what we're doing. That's what it's all about. We've turned humanity into this poison colony, and we're degenerating. You know, all the evidence is was on the news yesterday about how the food supplies and environmental conditions are causing now a reduction in testosterone levels and depopulating. And then what's also been on the news recently is the Justice Department's considerations about mifepristone, which is actually originally called RU486. Now, I don't know about you, John, but I remember when you said, would you like to 86 somebody? It's like kill somebody. That was the population council that licenses it. It was the population council that's basically population that it sources from the Rockefeller Population Council of the City of New York. So the entire Planned Parenthood is the successor in interest to those commercial pharmaceutical interests. They own the license for this that they're debating for birth control. This is all a depopulation, not just physical depopulation, killing people genocidally, but also it's a mind control operation. Now, again, what role and who's behind this whole menace to civilization? You know, and you take it into the new book, you know, my book that just came out. And basically, John, in the next couple of days, you're going to be receiving it in the mail.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. Yes.
Yeah. So that's it's titled Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos, subtitled Artificial Intelligence, Frequency Weaponry, and Transhumanism, Threatening Extinction. That's all through vaccination. That's all tied into the vaccine depopulation agenda. When they're talking about injecting microchips, how the hell do you think they're going to get the microchips into the human beings?
Right.
Secretly via vaccination. And this is the technology that they've been advancing covertly. Now, again, pattern and practice, central intelligence. What are they doing time and time again? Censoring information, falsifying information, giving us diversions, giving us red herrings to follow. You know, this is their pattern and practice. You have got to stamp that cancer out. And that's vitally important for America's restoration and survival.
Okay. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, John.
I have a question concerning the Kennedys. Do you know of a novel by Taylor Caldwell called The Captains and the Kings?
I don't myself. Do you, Doctor?
No, John.
We don't know that novel, no.
It was written by a woman. It's kind of a, I don't know if we would call it, what do you call it, a satire or a kind of parody or a, I don't know if it's a satirical, it's an allegorical representation of the Kennedys, particularly Joseph Kennedy. And she sort of sets it back just after the potato famine coming to the United States, she has a representation of John Kennedy in it. And he seems to think that Lindsey Williams, when he said that Kennedy, when he got a message from his elite contact, he warned him not to argue with the elite, Kennedy argued with the elite, he said, and he didn't live long enough to tell about it. Well, I remember a speech by Kennedy in which he mentioned things about repugnance of secret societies. He couched it in a context of anti-communism, Jeff Nyquist has pointed out. But he puts it that way. Well, there's one section in the section of the book in which they talk about how the United States getting into the Spanish, the war with Spain, and he ends up talking with a friend of his about, you know, this was in 1898, and he said he was taken to a meeting of several powerful men that they were talking about, you know, getting the U.S. into a war with Spain to maybe help the economy or something. He was talking about how some men just sat down and made plans about it. Apparently, what she seems to be alluding to was Kennedy and this character, this fictionalized character, sort of allegory of John Kennedy, started to run for tried to be the first Catholic president. He tried to run in 1912, and he ended up getting shot while he was running in this fictional world. And it seems like she was trying to allude to the fact that he knew about that he had some knowledge of the inner workings of the elite. And that may have been that he was possibly going to expose them, and that he was. That's what ultimately got him taken out. Doctor, do you have any comment on this?
Yeah, it's very consistent with the pattern in practice. that we're talking about. You had, first of all, more recently with Chuck Schumer saying that those that are in opposition to the Democratic agenda, supposedly Democrat, the fascist communist agenda, that they would suffer a whirlwind of opposition. And so Schumer's a major player. So is Pelosi. So is Barack Obama, et cetera. So this is exactly what you're talking about. These operatives are engaged. They're puppets for the deep state's agendas. And they operate based on intelligence. That's what the polling really is all about. They keep the thumb on the polls to find out how people are thinking. But they conceal those and they manipulate those to direct the population into what it is that their agendas want to produce. So this is very consistent with what my knowledge of the Kennedy assassination was also. I recall that Kennedy was kind of like similarly oriented towards the global economy and the American Treasury, U.S. Treasury Department, that he was interested in developing the greenback and basically having and maintaining a gold-based economic system. And I think that from what I've read, and I don't know because it's not my field of expertise, but the way an assassination of Abraham Lincoln, who likewise wanted to establish the greenback dollar and eliminate the Fed, that was the same type of operation that Kennedy wanted to administer that was by assassination terminated. So these are little bits and pieces of information. If we had a legitimate investigating capability in Congress to get to the bottom of it, that would be great. But again, now look where we're at with Congress currently. You know, you've got Comer saying, well, I don't even know what the benefit is of exposing all the Biden family's corruption because, again, who's going to prosecute this? The Justice Department is controlled. And even if Trump gets in without eliminating the brain, the CIA, that's controlling all of the intelligence that's being enabling the administration of this genocide and this depopulation and this basically treason against the United States of America. Without eliminating that, again, the Justice Department, which is subservient, such as FBI, is subservient to CIA. So it's going to continue, and we'll have, again, no remedy, no effective treatment.
Okay. We need to move on. John, thank you for your call. There's a lot of moving pieces to all this. We have an election in about 200-something days, Doctor. Several prognosticators, including myself, say the deep state cannot tolerate President Trump being back in the Oval Office, and they'll do whatever it takes to stop that from happening. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I'm in the same position. That's why we've been praying. You know, Maria and I, my beloved here, and I pray every day for President Trump. You know, again, it doesn't seem reasonable given the history and given what I've been sharing. You have a cancer. That cancer is not going to simply go away by itself. It's got to be treated. Got to be exercise. You know, exorcism right. of it. And that's
be cut out. Right.
It's got to be cut out. And so this is what is operating beneath the Democratic Party, the election fraud, all of this manipulation, extending to what we've talked about, the vaccine agenda, the depopulation agenda, the cognitive warfare, mind control using media persuasion and conditioning, repeating false messages over and over again so people begin to simply accept them. That's sadly the condition of a human ego. It's conditional bull. You know, it is manipulable, and that's or malleable. This is what's going on. And again, you know, you've got on the other side of this, you've got the Creator and the blessed power of the Holy Spirit that is redirecting us and uplifting us and healing us. And if we simply understood that, you know, I don't know if you, you read it, John. 2 weeks ago, I sent you the draft of what I put into the court in Elon Musk's case.
Right.
And on medicalveritas.org, I encourage everybody to read and share the main article on Medical Veritas. That's veritas.org. It stands for medicaltruth.org. And so there is the main banner on the upper left-hand side of the home page. You can see Elon Musk. In the back of him, you see a CIA logo blended in. You see Bill Gates on the left, and then you see me on the right. I submitted to the court of San Francisco, the Supreme Court, where Elon Musk filed suit. And I'll get back to this when we
get back. Okay, we have our last break. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, I got a quick update on electric vehicles. I find fascinating. You might also. There have been times in my career when I would drive routinely 1,000 miles a week. Electric vehicle owners are having to buy a new set of tires for about just over $1,000 every 6,000 miles. So if I was driving 1,000 miles a week, I would be buying a new set of $1,100 tires every 6 weeks. That's unacceptable. What do you think, Doctor?
That's absurd, John.
It is, but that's reality.
These, I know.
Right. These vehicles are so heavy. There's two things. Combination of the excessive weight and the incredible torque these electric vehicles have is what causes the excessive tire wear. What are your final thoughts for the day and for the week, sir?
Well, just to complete my thought previously, before the break, you've got I heard from the lawyers, they're not opposing my motion in the Elon Musk versus OpenAI and Microsoft case. I encourage everybody to read the brief that I submitted to the court. And I did hear from the Musk attorneys. He's got six lawyers, and they're not in opposition at all. They can't politically, they can't endorse what I'm writing. But I go into the depth of the whole spiritual warfare. If you read carefully, you'll see that the main energy that is being tapped for the bioelectronic devices, for transhumanizing us via microchip technology and the biochip technology and the nano-neuro bioelectronic devices such as the graphene injected via the vaccine hydrogels. When you start to understand and pull that apart, which I've done now, read carefully and look at the scientific citations. They're all operating via sound and light signaling. Sound and light, that's energy. There's a negatively charged electron vibrating at certain frequencies. So it's all frequency weaponry, frequency warfare. And so now we engage the spiritual battle, the spiritual realm, good versus evil. And that's what is the essence of the brief that I've submitted to the court, and that if we engage that understanding, we have a choice to make whether we're going to permit this kind of bio nano neuro technology that enables the devil doers and the controllers and the communist manipulators to extend their fascism into our own body. Then we're up against major spiritual warfare.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next Thursday. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless, John.
Top hour break. I believe we'll be back with Brady. We'll see. Be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, We offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.